This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reports from Myanmar say at least 82 people have been killed in a single day during a crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a single day since March 14th. That's when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. The preliminary tally was compiled by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. The online news site Myanmar Now also reports that 82 people had been killed, citing an unnamed source involved with charity rescue. Myanmar Now and other local media say the bodies were collected by the military and dumped on the grounds of Abuja. Myanmar Now says that residents in Tamu used hunting rifles to ambush a military convoy, killing three soldiers. Britain's Prince Charles says that the royal family is deeply grateful for the outpouring of support they received following the death of his father, Prince Philip. In a statement to the nation, the heir to the throne says he is touched by the number of people around the world who have shared the family's loss and sorrow. Charles said the support will sustain us at this particularly sad time. The 99-year-old Philip died Friday at Windsor Castle, where a ceremonial funeral is planned for April 17th. Prince Harry, one of Philip's grandsons, who now lives in the U.S. state of California, plans to attend, but his pregnant wife, Meghan, has been advised by a doctor to not make the long journey. This is VOA News.